I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. It's the 94th anniversary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge tomorrow, and the Royal Canadian Legion in Trenton is hosting a commemorative ceremony. Members will be marching over to the cenotaph at 11 a.m. There will be a reception following the event at Legion Branch 110. Workers at the Bridge Street Retirement Residence in Belleville have voted to join the Ontario Public Service Employees Union. The vote was 16 in favor and 9 against. 31 workers who are registered practical nurses, kitchen and dietary staff, personal support workers, and healthcare aides are affected. The union says bargaining for a first contract will begin once the Ministry of Labour issues the union certification document. Ontario's unemployment rate rose to 8.1% last month. That's up from 8% in February. Statistics Canada says 63,000 new full-time jobs in Ontario were mostly offset by the loss of 58,000 part-time employment positions. Nationally, the jobless rate edged down one-tenth of a point to 7.7% last month. Many people have come to depend on their electronic gadgets, but as Karen Chase reports, a new study suggests we have a love-hate relationship with them.
You might as well face it, you're addicted to tech. A study of 1,000 college students worldwide found many reported withdrawal symptoms just 24 hours after being asked to go without cell phones, TVs, and computers. They expressed feelings of disconnection, distress, isolation, and confusion. People in the U.S. and China had the highest percentage of addictive feelings at 23 and 22%. Some said without their gadgets, they felt sick or even dead. Ugandans had the highest percentage of people who appreciated the benefits of unplugging. Karen Chase, ABC News.
A funeral for the first Canadian soldier to die in Afghanistan this year happened today. Friends and family and colleagues gathered at CFP Valcartier near Quebec City for Corporal Yannick Scher's funeral. Scher died on March 27th when he was killed by an improvised explosive device near the village of Nakhonay, southwest of Kandahar City. His death brought 155 total Canadian military members died in the past in Afghanistan missions since 2002. Elections Canada says you can vote in the May 2nd federal election even if you're not in your home riding. James Hale of Elections Canada says you can also vote anytime by requesting a special ballot from Elections Canada.
You complete the special ballot and you mail it to Elections Canada here in Ottawa by 6 o'clock Eastern Time on voting day, and it gets counted.
Hale says the special ballot is available at local returning offices, or it can be downloaded from the Elections Canada website, elections.ca. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are at home tonight to Oakville in Game 3 action of the CJHL Buckland Cup. And then there's 10 games in the NHL tonight with one Canadian team on the ice. The Minnesota Wild are in Edmonton. In MLB, the Toronto Blue Jays are visiting the LA Angels for a three-game series. They will see former teammate Vernon Wells there for the first time since he was traded in the offseason. And the Toronto Raptors will be playing the Philadelphia 76ers in one of 12 NBA games. Rory McIlroy is on top at the Masters. He is 10-under through 10, ahead of KJ Choi, who finished at 7-under. Jeff Ogilvie finished alone in the third at 6-under. Y.E. Yang is done for the day at 5-under and in a five-way tie for fourth. Canadian Mike Weir bogeyed the first two holes and is now 8-over through 10. The projected cut is plus one. Longtime NHL defenseman Adam Foote is hanging up his skates at the end of the season.
20 seasons, two Stanley Cups, plus respect and admiration from players and fans. That's the NHL legacy for Colorado Avalanche defenseman Adam Foote, who announced his retirement effective at the conclusion of the 2010-11 season. He's expected to play his final game on Sunday versus visiting Edmonton. At a news conference packed with teammates and reporters, Foote said by stepping on the NHL ice, he realized the dream of every boy in Canada. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91X weather.
Tonight, clearing early this evening, fog patches developing after midnight and a low of minus 3. Saturday, sunny with cloudy periods, fog patches clearing in the morning, high of 13. Saturday night, clear and a low of plus 1. Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, high of 12. Right now it's 11 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.